Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about, basically, it's a food you're in a fight with.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Reddit had a list of, there's foods that just, they can run a gamut. Like watermelon, for example.
Ooh, yeah.
You get a good watermelon.
It's good.
I think about it for months.
Because it's just.
Perfect.
And then just. And you can look at a watermelon and go, that one's good. And then you put one and you put it in your mouth. You're like, what is that? That is
it
the worst thing I've ever.
It just disintegrated. It's sand in my mouth. Like,
it's like
terrible.
Paper flavor.
Oh, God,
it's
mealy.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one angle for you to call in.
Yeah.
Like a food that just can just lift you up or let you down.
Mm-hmm.
The other angle that I find more near and dear to my heart is the food that effed you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it. You had a run-in with the food, and now you can't even
Look at it.
I see.
Tiak brought one up to me today, and I had forgotten about it. I've seriously repressed this memory so hard. It's the grandma's pink and white cookies.
Yeah.
How do I remember more than you? And I still
eat
them.
Well, the reason I don't like them was a blackout day.
Ah, okay.
But it is ingrained in my body to go, if I need something on the cookie cracker aisle, I come from the one end and I can go about halfway. And if it's past that, I got to go out the aisle, around and back. I don't walk past them.
You don't even do that.
I will not walk. If I see them,
what?
If I have to walk up that aisle, I walk fat. If I kind of know where I am, and then you like blur your eyes like you're looking at a 3D picture.
You're talking about the animal crackers
the
or
animal
cookies
crackers
or whatever
with,
pink,
the,
yeah.
with the pink or white
oh,
frosting.
They're so
and
good.
The sprinkles.
It's big. I if you don't know the story, the quick version is when I went to college, I could drink a beer. I could win contests. I can open my throat and go.
Yeah.
So my buddies then that day, they were like, let's try it with booze. And so I laid down and they poured booze down my throat. Real hard booze, which I never drank before.
Ooh.
So
yikes.
I opened my throat like I was drinking a 16-ounce beer and drank probably 16 ounces of hard liquor.
Ah. Yikes.
And then I was like, wow, guys, I'm not even buzzed. So I let them do it again.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Because beer comes on slow. And hard booze just hits you like a wall. I didn't know that yet.
Oh,
so then
no.
I let him do it again.
Gosh.
And then when the wall started coming, I was like, I'm in deep trouble. But I had just bought a pound bag of pink and white animal cookies. So I ate the whole pound. And then I projectile vomit. I don't remember anything after that. But I projectile vomited pink and white everywhere.
Okay.
So now to even think about those cookies.
I could eat a pound of them right now.
Oh, my God. Like, if you had them in the room, I would seriously leave. I would leave the building. You guys could finish the show. If you ever want to do a show without me, just bring them.
Okay.
Noted.
And more for us.
Do you guys have a food like that? Is there a food that like, I have 20 foods that like.
No, I don't have one that got ruined for me, but one that's hit or miss for me is a chicken patty. I think sometimes.
Chicken patty?
Just anytime you get like a chicken sandwich, sometimes the chicken's just cut a little too thick, you know? And you take that bite and it just.
You're saying Chick-fil-A sometimes cuts them too thick?
Is that what you mean by a chicken
they
patty?
Do. Okay. Yeah, on like a chicken sandwich. Sometimes.
Most of the time, it's good.
I
did get a spicy chicken the other day, and I was like, holy crap, I'm going to have to like
unhinge
a little bit.
And when it's too thick now, it's too much chicken in between the breading.
That's a thing for you.
It is, yeah. You don't think so?
No.
The thicker, the better?
Kind of.
For chicken.
No, I'm good with it.
Okay. I'm on my own then.
You're on an island.
Text in.
I understand because with eggs, I've talked about it before. I can go from like making scrambled eggs every morning for like 3 weeks and then just like, oh, I'm getting nauseous thinking about it.
Don't do this because I know exactly what it is because I love eggs and
what?
I'm cooking
There's just a split second where your mind changes and you're just like, this is mucus. This is disgusting. Like,
And once you get it in your head,
it's stuck
then it's
for
a
while.
Eating
yeah.
its own tail, and it wraps around. It's like, and eggs definitely have a smell when they cook, whether you're yeah. hard boiling them. Uh-huh. Or, and okay. it's just like, and you start to go like,
yeah.
My former mother-in-law couldn't be around eggs. If eggs
really?
Were being cooked, she had to leave.
Really? Yeah. What? And eggs, could she bake with them? Like, they're in other
if
dishes, right?
If other people
right?
mixed it, then she could do the baking, but handling the raw egg itself could never be done.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah.
That's why I just eat the animal cookies for breakfast. Save me on that problem.
You're 5 years old. All right, so if there's a food that hurt you, or there's a food that just is good or just awful, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text that number or you can call it.
There was a time for about 10 years where I did not drink orange juice.
What happened?
Well, yeah.
So I had had my, for those who don't know, I'm a type 1 diabetic. I had had my first seizure from low blood sugar. But it was weird because like I was kind of awake. So my mom gave me orange juice to drink. I had the seizure, woke up. They gave me glucagon, which is emergency use sugar. So I have so much sugar running through my body now. And so I just start puking. And orange juice coming back up.
Oh, God!
Oh, no.
Burns.
Oh, no.
So for like 10 years, I was just looking at orange juice like you.
So you avoid, yeah.
Oh, you ruined me. Yeah.
No, I get it.
Oh, terrible.
Have you ever, I can't even say this to you, but like you used to, you go to your kids' football games or whatever and you bring a Yeti with like mm-hmm. a drink in it.
Okay.
And my genius ex-wife made screwdrivers.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You can't put orange juice in like an aluminum, like the
metal.
Oh,
because the metal. Yeah, that's gross.
It's like it's like putting aluminum foil on a filling in your mouth. It's like, it zaps you.
Yeah, it's weird.
There's a tangy, pungent thing. The aluminum reacts with the acid in the orange juice and you're like, it's
a new
stabbing
flavor,
yourself
yeah.
in the throat.
Yeah. That's, all right. Doesn't sound good.
By the way, I can't eat bratwurst anymore because I had a bad experience with that. Most of these, I think, are going to be, if you barfed when you were a kid.
Yeah.
But I remember my daughter barfed watermelon, and she had watermelon like the next day.
Yeah, wow. I'm more like that. More like, one, I'm in the fog of
she
puking. Barfed,
she,
and then
oh
once,
my she was bleeding. She was like, wah, wah, because she ate like a whole watermelon. Yeah. She just kept going back to the fridge and eating more, and we didn't know. And then she's like barfing in the sink, and then she got done. She was like, is there any more watermelon? I was like,
oh my gosh.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I can't let it win.
All right. If there's a food you're mad at, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for it's kind of like the food that's either unbelievable
yeah.
or crappy, or the food that you're in a fight with.
Mm-hmm.
There was one on the list we didn't get to talk to, and I don't know how you feel about it. Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Have you ever had a fight?
No, I haven't.
How do you eat Brussels sprouts? Like ovened, like fried yeah. or whatever, like it with like bacon or something on it. Like you gotta
most
add fat to it.
Not always.
You just eat them?
Well, no. Like I'll cut them in half and I'll bake them, but sometimes just with like salt,
balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, just like pretty basic.
If it ever happens, because like the air fryer is the greatest place
ooh,
to make them.
Ooh, I should do that.
But if you overcook it, please, for the love of God, I don't care what you paid for them, like because they're not cheap, right?
Right.
Oh God, TX back in the room. We have to stop talking about it. We're what? Talking about Brussels sprouts, and I know you've never had one.
No, I couldn't point them out.
Do you know what they look like?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Are they white? So, are they white or green?
They're green.
Okay.
But you like, but if you make them in the air fryer, your wife would.
Cauliflower's white?
Yes, okay. Cauliflower's.
I'm so sad for him.
Anyway, if you burn a Brussels sprout, please, for the love of God, throw it away.
Because
you think, because
no,
like,
because
when you
I've
bake
had
them
the burnt leaves.
Crisp,
yeah, okay, it's
you're
not
like, oh,
that.
It's so good. There's a level. It can go to the next thing, and then it puts this bitterness in your mouth, and it's all you can taste for a month.
Yikes.
So like,
not worth the risk.
I have loved Brussels sprouts my whole life, and now they're a lot like the pink and white cookie.
Wow.
I can't walk by them.
Yeah, me neither.
Dude.
I wouldn't.
How are you alive?
I'm barely alive.
You've never, like, how many vegetables do you think he eats in a year?
Four.
Total.
Yeah. Once a quarter.
Smarty Marty, our favorite.
Hi, bud.
Smarty Marty.
Yai, lady. And
yai. Is there a food you're in a fight with, or it's just good or bad?
Yeah. Two of them. Hot wings and French fries, because I have bitten my fingers more than once, getting my timing off, and someone asked me a question.
Your timing off?
I think that's user error.
Yeah, that's not the food's fault, bro.
and it takes a while for your brain to say let go. You're biting into your fingers and you're swearing.
No, it doesn't.
I think we need to change his nickname.
I'm with you, Smarty.
Yeah, your name has been downgraded to Average Intelligence Martin.
Darwin winner Marty.
What do you like? I have never been so voraciously hungry or distracted that I mistook my hand for food.
Oh, Michael, I mean, you got it. You're enjoying it. You got your timing off. You're eating wings. You're eating fries. You're eating wings. Someone asked you a question.
Yeah.
And it's just too many things at that moment.
Okay.
I'm with you. It's like a dance. You got to get in the groove.
There is a dance. It's always great to talk to you, Average Intelligence Martin. What the hell is he talking about?
And like, once, I get it. Multiple times?
Like your timing's off? There's a timing? My body knows what my hand is versus food. No, even if I'm eating, even if I were a cannibal and I was eating someone else's hand, I would go, there, that's the end of their hand. This is now my hand. I would know. Okay? Can we all agree that we would know?
Try it.
What? Is he?
It can happen.
I love
it can
him. Happen. He's great.
You get off. You get thrown off.
From now on, his name is Average Intelligence Martin.
I can't do that.
Shauna?
Yay.
Yay. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Have you ever eaten your own hand? No. Food you're in a fight with, kind of. What is
yes.
it?
Yes. So when I was 9 years old, I come from a family of five, so anything my parents made, we like devoured like soldiers, okay? Mm. My mom had a pan of lemon bars. Nobody touched it. I ate the whole pan when I was like 9 years old.
Oh.
Of course, like you said, I yacked it all up. Can't even look at a lemon bar.
Oh, man.
That's another big thing. Like my brother, I remember my parents left us alone. I ate a whole batch of cookie dough, and he ate a whole a jar of marshmallow cream. And he, just like me, he can't walk by it in a grocery store.
Really?
I'll start throwing up in my mouth. It's horrible.
Too much of a good thing.
Oh, but lemon bars are so good. I could live off of them.
Yes.
I know, but at 9 years old.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, that sucks.
If you yak them up, nope, it'll
once you yak them up,
you're a kid.
You can go back, though, because like I yacked up Estes Park fudge.
Oh.
And I'm back. I'm back on the
good.
Wagon.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, yeah. My name's Dylan.
Dylan?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello. What food are you in a fight with?
I'm in a fight with Chipotle's rice, and I guess just rice in general.
How can you be in a fight with rice? It's like rice.
Is it the cilantro?
Yeah.
No, I was eating. So I got some rice, right? And there's a bug in my rice.
Is it a white bug?
It was like a little white bug, and it was moving around.
I'm out.
Why?
If it's the same color as the food, then you don't know how much of it you've had.
Exactly. Yep. Now I'm so. Now I can't eat rice.
Nope.
That's not the rice's fault.
It's not the rice's fault. But then all rice is suspect from that point forward.
Exactly.
Unless you can stare at it long enough and make sure it's not moving. I am
100%. No, but then you don't like no.
Yep. Any oaty like cereal or whatever? Because I poured it out and there's some of those mealy bugs in there.
Yeah, those are
like,
gross.
Oh, I have this fresh batch of granola and like shove it. No way. Not a chance.
Yeah, like bugs are just out. They're so disgusting. And now I can't eat rice.
You're right, Dylan.
Without thinking about
it. You are now known as Smarty Dylan.
Hey.
We've downgraded Marty. He's going to blow up our phones.
Yeah, he is.
Ellen?
Yay.
Yay.
What food are you in a fight with?
In sixth grade, my mother put a piece of a pomegranate into my lunch so I could pull the seeds out and eat them.
Yeah.
And it squirted me in the eye.
Oh. Pomegranates are just the worst in general. Like, why do you have to do that much work for a tiny little seed?
But it's just doing its job, so you hate it now?
Oh, the rice was just doing its job.
No, it wasn't. There was bugs in the rice.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.